Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jen's Regional Roundup.
Okay, this is our regional roundup. This is where we go around the country, go to one of our correspondents and see what's going on in that part of the world. And now we're going up north and Grainne Gallina is standing by. Grainne, how's it going?
Hi, are you?
I'm good. How's the heat up there?
Oh, not great. It's starting to disappear a wee bit. Oh, well.
No. And your smug Insta video. I was you were so smug. I don't know if you saw Grainne on her social recently. She did a video on her Instagram of people at home in Ireland in the heat wave, FaceTiming people on their holidays in Spain. And you were so smug, Grainne. And now look what's happened. This is your fault. The people of Donegal can blame you for that cloud. Okay? This is your fault.
It's not my fault. That's how we all secretly act.
We do.
We do love to just let people know that they're not getting their money's worth in Spain because we're sunny here too, even if it was only for one day.
I know. It was a great summer that day. Now, let's talk about Daniel O'Donnell. There isn't a time I get you on and you don't have a story about Daniel O'Donnell. So what's going on with him now?
We're very proud. Look, I have to admit it. So we have to talk about Daniel O'Donnell.
Okay, okay.
Look, okay, if you ever wanted to be in a music video, Jen, this includes you as well and everybody else, then you could be in luck because Daniel is looking for extras to be included in his new music video in August. Yes, very exciting. It's being produced by React Productions. So they're like a Donegal-based team. I've worked with them before. They're brilliant, very talented. So they're also responsible. I don't know if you've seen the music video for his last song, Down the Laddie Da.
So you strangely, no, I haven't. No, I've never, ever seen it, actually.
Weirdly. Okay, you mightn't have seen it, but you might have seen the photograph of Daniel in a hula skirt. Does that ring any bell?
Yes,
no?
Yes, that rings a bell.
Yes, so that was like the real tropical music video that they done for that song. So they're doing this one as well. So I feel like if it's anything like that, we will be in for a treat.
Oh, yeah. Is there an age range on this? Are they looking for like only over 60s?
Or? I don't think there's an age range at all. So if you are interested, you can send your name, a selfie, your address and contact details to React. react@gmail.com.
Okay, that is good news. If anybody wants to get into the extra work, I'm not too keen on the next story because it's dangerous. It involves sea creatures. And tell me about this jellyfish. Is it one? Is it a load? What's going on?
I know. I don't like these stories either. So obviously, it's something that any beachgoer, sea swimmer doesn't like to hear is the jellyfish stories. So they have been sort of washing up in beaches all over Ireland. The very sort of dangerous jellyfish that we hear about, the man o' war.
Yeah.
And one has washed up on a Donegal beach as well in Derry Beg. So now I just want to preface that by saying, please do not let that deter you from visiting because it's a beautiful place. It's in Gweedore. It's gorgeous. Lovely beach. They are unfortunately, making their way up here as well. But I just wanted to say that.
And just about the man of war, they normally, they paralyze and kill fish, but they can cause a nasty sting to humans. Even if they're dead, and you see them because a lot of people go into the beach. If they're dead on the beach, they can still sting, right? You can still get hurt.
So that's the thing, like, if there's like kids walking around the beach or, they see jellyfish and they kind of think, poke them or whatever. Yeah, they can still sting. So obviously don't touch them. Don't go near them. They're kind of like a bright color. Like they're kind of like a bright, almost purple. They've got like long purple tentacles. That's sort of how I would describe
them. Oh, you can't miss them.
That I've seen them.
Yeah, you can't miss them. Exactly. The man wore jellyfish. What a horrible, scary name as well. Okay, tell me about this letter, Grainne. What's going on?
So the last time I was on, I was talking to Afric, okay?
Yeah.
And I was telling her about a story about a man in Cushendall in Antrim that received a letter. So it didn't actually have his address on it. It just had like his name, which was Fergalyn. And it had sort of a brief history about him and who he was rather than his address. So for example, one of the lines in the description was like, plays the guitar, used to run discos in the parochial hall and in the hotel in the 80s and so on. And then it just had like Cushion Doll at the bottom, which was the town. So we got a laugh out of it. We thought it was funny because obviously that's very Irish, the fact that it was delivered and the fact that the postman knew exactly who it was for.
Yeah.
But then a few days later, I actually received a letter myself. So I'll read out how it was addressed because, quite frankly, I feel like I want all of my letters to be addressed like this from now on.
Go on.
So it was Grania Gallina, was on Dancing with the Stars, was in Miss Universe, does stuff on RT2 FM, knows the difference between systolic and diastolic, and seems like a good laugh. Bunkrana, Donegal.
And it got to so, you.
Of course it got
of
to me.
Of course it. That's a detail. Then. That must have been an A4 envelope, wasn't it?
Oh my God. Was actually, yeah, he squeezed it all in. I was sent by Fergal Lynn, which was actually the man that had received the other letter in Cushion Doll. He was listening in, thought it was really funny that we were talking about it. So he decided to send me one. So it was, yeah, it was lovely. It was we got a laugh out of it as well. So
do you know you're in a chain letter gang now? Do you remember them? Remember those chain letters as kids? Do you not remember that? So he has started this. So he got a letter, right? Now he's written a letter to you and it got to you. Now you have to write a letter to someone else. You got to keep it going. You can't break the chain. Otherwise it's bad luck.
Oh my God.
And you'll be struck by lightning or something. There was some horrible thing that would happen to you.
God, you told me. Be stung by a man of war or something.
That's what's going to happen. So you got to keep the chain going. You got to do it.
Okay. I have to decide now who I will... And their description of their address as well. I'll do it. I'm under
do
pressure
it.
Now.
Absolutely do to. It. Well, listen, thank you so much for all the news. Stay away from the Man of War jellyfish. And I might see you in a Daniel O'Donnell video sometime soon.
You will?
Okay.
You may.
Okay. Thanks, Grania. Bye. There we go. That's Grania Gallina with all the news from Donegal. And we do our regional roundup every Wednesday. And we go around the country and see what's going on. These stories that you mightn't hear. If you've any local news that you want me to give a shout out to, all you got to do is text me now, 51552.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.